Bristol-Myers races patent cliffs with $15.2 billion bet on Chinese drug portfolio. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Bristol-Myers Squibb agreed to acquire 13 drug assets from Jiangsu Hengrui Pharmaceuticals for up to $15.2 billion, marking the largest single licensing transaction between a Western pharma company and a Chinese biotech firm. The deal addresses Bristol-Myers and #X27. Patent cliff crisis, with Revlimid and Opdivo facing revenue pressure on combined annual sales exceeding $15 billion as of 2024, and the portfolio is expected to accelerate pipeline refresh by 3 to 4 years. The $15.2 billion transaction, valued at approximately $1.17 billion per asset, arrives amid heightened U.S.-China biosecurity scrutiny, including the proposed Biosecure Act, creating execution risk for multi-year milestone payments. Bristol-Myers Squibb struck a deal worth up to $15.2 billion to acquire 13 assets from China's Jiangsu Hengrui Pharmaceuticals, marking the largest single licensing transaction between a Western pharma giant and a Chinese biotechnology company. The move signals a strategic pivot toward China-based drug development despite escalating geopolitical tensions and the looming shadow of biosecurity legislation. The transaction structure remains undisclosed, but the aggregate value positions this as Bristol-Myers' second-largest business development effort in the past 3 years. For context, this surpasses the company's 2023 acquisition of Karuna Therapeutics at $14 billion and trails only the 2019 Celgene megamerger at $74 billion. The 13-asset portfolio spans oncology, immunology, and metabolic disease programs, several of which are already in Phase 2 or Phase 3 trials in China and awaiting regulatory clearance for global development. Terms were not publicly disclosed regarding upfront payments versus milestone-based earnouts, nor were specific therapeutic candidates identified by name. The absence of granular deal economics is notable given the scale. A per-asset implied value of approximately $1.17 billion suggests a mix of early-stage and late-stage programs, though without disclosed clinical data or market sizing, institutional buyers face significant information asymmetry. Why this matters? The China sourcing arbitrage narrows. Western pharmaceutical companies have historically extracted value from Chinese biotechnology through licensing deals structured at steep discounts to domestic U.S. or European asset valuations. That arbitrage is closing. Hengrui, along with peers like BeiGene and Innovent Biologics, has matured from contract manufacturing and generics into a vertically integrated drug discovery engine with global ambitions. The $15.2 billion headline, if validated by milestone achievement, would represent the upper end of China biotech monetization to date. This transaction arrives amid heightened scrutiny of U.S.-China biotech collaboration. Legislative efforts, including the proposed Biosecure Act, which advanced through committee stages in 2024 and 2025, aim to restrict U.S. federal funding for research involving certain Chinese biotechnology firms. While Hengrui has not been named in current legislative drafts, the political environment creates execution risk for multi-year milestone payments and clinical trial dependencies on Chinese contract research organizations. For Bristol-Myers, the deal addresses a critical pipeline gap. The company faces patent cliffs on key revenue drivers including Revlimid and Opdivo, with combined sales exceeding $15 billion annually as of 2024 figures. Licensing 13 assets in a single transaction accelerates the portfolio refresh cycle by an estimated 3 to 4 years compared to internal R&D timelines, though integration risk and regulatory pathway complexity in both FDA and NMPA jurisdictions introduce execution variables. Hengrui's strategic position, from supplier to seller, Jiangsu Hengrui Pharmaceuticals transformed over the past decade from a predominantly generic and biosimilar manufacturer into one of China's most prolific oncology-focused drug developers. The company reported over 50 clinical stage programs as of 2025, with a research and development budget approaching $1 billion annually. This Bristol-Myers transaction allows Hengrui to monetize its pipeline while retaining China commercial rights, a structure increasingly common in U.S.-China licensing arrangements. The deal follows a pattern of major pharmaceutical companies deepening China exposure despite political headwinds. In recent years, Eli Lilly, Novartis, and AstraZeneca have all announced multi-billion dollar investments in Chinese R&D infrastructure and licensing partnerships. The calculus is straightforward. China represents the world's second largest pharmaceutical market with $175 billion in annual sales as of 2024, growing at a compound annual rate exceeding 6%, double the rate of developed Western markets. What differentiates the Bristol-Myers Hengrui transaction is scale and scope. Acquiring 13 distinct assets suggests Bristol-Myers conducted a portfolio review and opted for breadth over depth, potentially hedging clinical risk across multiple therapeutic areas rather than concentrating capital on a single blockbuster candidate. This contrasts with traditional big pharma mergers and acquisitions, which typically targets one or two lead programs with defined commercial pathways and peak sales models exceeding $1 billion annually. The financial structure likely involves tiered milestones tied to clinical progress, regulatory approvals in the US, Europe, and China, and commercial sales thresholds. Standard industry practice for deals of this magnitude allocates 15 to 25% of total consideration as upfront payment, with a remainder contingent on future events. Applying that framework implies an upfront payment in the range of $2.3 billion to $3.8 billion, though without official disclosure this remains speculative. The broader healthcare mergers and acquisitions context, capital in motion Bristol-Myers Hungerway transaction arrives during a period of accelerating healthcare dealmaking. Private equity continues to deploy capital into life sciences infrastructure and services, as evidenced by recent transactions including Brantford Castle's acquisition of scientific instrumentation manufacturer Sutter Instrument and Lorion Capital's investment in digital health platform PeterMD. While these deals operate at significantly smaller scale, they reflect institutional conviction that healthcare remains a defensive, countercyclical sector with structural demand growth driven by aging demographics and chronic disease prevalence. The contrast between pharmaceutical licensing deals and private equity healthcare services acquisitions is instructive. Pharma licensing, particularly cross-border transactions with Chinese biotech, carries binary clinical risk and regulatory uncertainty but offers asymmetric upside if assets reach commercialization. Private equity-backed healthcare services investments trade explosive upside for steady, fee-based revenue models with lower volatility. The risk-adjusted return profiles differ materially, yet both strategies reflect capital rotation into healthcare amid macroeconomic uncertainty in 2026. Meanwhile, innovation in non-viral gene therapy continues to advance, as demonstrated by flagship pioneering-backed Seraph Biomedicines, which recently reported preclinical success in primate models. Non-viral delivery mechanisms, if validated in human trials, could reduce manufacturing costs and improve safety profiles relative to adeno-associated virus vectors, the current industry standard. This parallel innovation stream underscores the breadth of capital deployment across the healthcare value chain, from early-stage platform technologies to late-stage clinical assets like those Bristol-Myers acquired from Hungerway. Risk factors: what could derail the thesis? Several execution risks warrant attention. First, regulatory fragmentation between the FDA and China's National Medical Products Administration creates pathway complexity. Clinical trial data generated in China may require bridging studies or additional validation for US and European approvals, extending timelines and inflating costs. Second, geopolitical risk persists. Any expansion of biosecurity legislation to include Hungerway or restrictions on data transfer between US and Chinese entities could impair collaboration and delay milestone achievements. Third, integration risk looms. Bristol-Myers must absorb 13 distinct programs, each with unique clinical protocols, manufacturing requirements, and commercial strategies. The company's track record on large acquisitions is mixed. The Celgene integration faced significant operational challenges and portfolio rationalization through 2023 and 2024. Adding a geographically dispersed, culturally distinct partner in Hungerway amplifies coordination complexity. Fourth, financial risk exists around milestone payment triggers. If clinical programs fail to meet endpoints or regulatory approvals are delayed, Bristol-Myers may avoid significant cash outlays, but the strategic rationale collapses. The $15.2 billion headline becomes a theoretical maximum rather than realized value, and the company faces renewed pipeline pressure. Key risk: regulatory fragmentation and geopolitical headwinds could delay or prevent milestone achievement, reducing realized transaction value by 50% or more. The Plaquemine View Bristol-Myers Hungerway transaction represents a calculated bet that China-sourced clinical assets have reached quality and execution parity with Western R&D, and that geopolitical risk is manageable within a diversified portfolio approach. We view this as a watershed moment. If the 13-asset portfolio delivers even 3 or 4 approvable drugs, it validates a new sourcing model that could reshape pharma business development strategies through the end of the decade. The implied per-asset valuation of $1.17 billion is rich by historical China biotech standards but defensible if the portfolio includes late-stage oncology or metabolic disease candidates with addressable U.S. markets exceeding $5 billion annually. Bristol-Myers likely conducted extensive due diligence on clinical data quality, intellectual property freedom to operate, and regulatory pathway feasibility. The company's willingness to commit this scale of capital suggests confidence in Hengrui's scientific capabilities and a belief that the FDA will accept China-generated clinical data with appropriate validation protocols. From an institutional capital perspective, this transaction signals that China biotech licensing has matured from opportunistic, small-scale partnerships into strategic, portfolio-scale commitments. The arbitrage between Chinese and Western asset valuations persists but is compressing rapidly. Private equity and venture investors focused on cross-border healthcare opportunities should note that liquidity pathways for China-based biotechnology companies increasingly run through pharma partnerships rather than public equity markets, particularly given the muted initial public offering environment for Chinese ADRs in U.S. markets as of 2026. We expect competitor responses within 12 to 18 months. Pfizer, Merck, and Johnson & Johnson all maintain significant China operations and face similar pipeline renewal pressures. The Bristol-Myers Hengrui deal establishes a valuation benchmark and validates the sourcing strategy, potentially accelerating similar transactions. For private equity sponsors with portfolio companies in the clinical research organization or biotechnology sectors, the strategic imperative is clear: position assets to facilitate, rather than obstruct, cross-border collaboration. The second-order effect centers on manufacturing and supply chain. If Bristol-Myers successfully navigates regulatory approval for Hengrui-sourced assets, it opens the door for contract manufacturing relationships with Chinese biologics producers, a politically sensitive but economically compelling proposition. Manufacturing cost advantages in China remain substantial, with per-gram biologics production costs estimated at 30-50% below U.S. and European facilities as of 2024 industry benchmarks. The bottom line: a new playbook emerges. Bristol-Myers has placed a $15.2 billion wager that the future of pharmaceutical innovation is geographically distributed, and that China has graduated from low-cost manufacturer to innovation partner. The 13-asset portfolio provides Bristol-Myers with clinical breadth, therapeutic diversification, and accelerated pipeline renewal, assuming execution risk can be managed and geopolitical conditions remain stable. For institutional investors, the transaction merits attention as a bellwether. If Bristol-Myers delivers on the Hengrui partnership, expect a wave of follow-on deals that reshape the geography of drug development and redefine valuation frameworks for non-US biotechnology assets. If execution falters, it will reinforce caution around cross-border healthcare mergers and acquisitions and validate a more conservative, US-centric capital allocation strategy. The next 24 months will reveal which scenario unfolds, but the capital has been committed, and the market will render its verdict.